Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Spindle's End by Robin McKinley, narrated by Justine Eyre. Part 1. 1. The magic in that country was so thick and tenacious that it settled over the land like chalk dust and over floors and shelves like slightly sticky plaster dust. House cleaners in that country earned unusually good wages. If you lived in that country, you had to descale your kettle of its encrustation of magic at least once a week, because if you didn't, you might find yourself pouring hissing snakes or pond slime into your teapot instead of water. It didn't have to be anything scary or unpleasant, like snakes or slime, especially in a cheerful household. Magic tended to reflect the atmosphere of the place in which it found itself. But if you want a cup of tea, a cup of lavender and gold pansies or ivory thimbles is unsatisfactory. And while the pansies, put dry in a vase, would probably last a day looking like ordinary pansies before they went greyish dun and collapsed into magic dust, something like an ivory thimble would begin to smudge and crumble as soon as you picked it up. The best way to do it was to have a fairy as a member of your household, because she, it was usually a she, could lay a finger on the kettle just as it came to a boil. Absent-minded fairies could often be recognized by a pad of scar tissue on the finger they favored for kettle cleaning, and murmur a few counter-magical words. There would be a tiny, inaudible thock, like a seed pod bursting, and the water would stay water for another week, or maybe 10 days. Demagicking a kettle was much too little and fussy and frequent a job for any professional fairy to be willing to be hired to do it.